Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. If you like the video today, please come in and share. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. Special thanks to my producer who's making it happen today, Mr. Logan Landers. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And today's video is our NCAA legend, Bill Fisk Jr., University of Southern California, Trojans. When you think about Bill Fisk Jr., he died October the 3rd, 2019, and it was a sad day in the University of Southern California football family because this gentleman had a saying as being a USC Trojan. He always wanted to be a Trojan, but he said playing for the Trojans, California, yay, the city of Compton, John Wayne, Mary McRow, Rock Hudson, it always seemed that you played like you was in a movie. He was exposed to this by his father, Bill Fisk Sr., who had played on the 1939 National Championship team coached by Harold Jones, University of Southern California. But what I loved about Mr. Bill Fisk Jr. is that he told the stories of him playing against Dick Butkus while he was in college, when Dick Butkus was a linebacker at Illinois. He talked about the story of playing against Alan Page at Notre Dame. And then he had that magical moment his senior year, playing against Notre Dame and Eric Parsegian's first team, and they was on their way to a national championship, ranked number one. But how USC won that football game 20-17 on a Rod Sherman touchdown reception, his final game as a Trojan. And he couldn't really go over to the student section because he was just bundled up with all this energy and all this excitement because he knew he was playing his last game at the greatest university in all of college football. And the tears just strolling down his face. But I'm going to talk about his skill set because he played both ways. At that time in the 60s, you had to do that. I'm going to talk about him as an offensive guard. His initial quickness, A+. His ability to bend, A+. His explosion, A+. He was a very strong individual at 6'1", 230 pounds. He had a 450 bench press, A+. Pull and follow through, A+. Blocking downfield as an offensive guard, A+. His lateral range, A+. The base and balance you have to have as an offensive guard, A+. Then once he finished playing, he snaps over the offensive side of the ball. He had to go to the defensive side of the ball and play defensive tackle. And his skill set, the instincts were A+. The react on the move, A+. The ability to unlock your hips, A+. The hold of being at the point of strength as a D tackle, A+. Explosion, hard hitter, A+. And it's a tackling ability, A+. But what I like about Bill Fisk Jr. was that the awards he won, he was an All-American, All-Conference for three straight years, and he was a captain on that 1964 team. But in his sophomore year, he had the ability to play on John McKay's first national championship team, a team that ended up being Wisconsin and Rose Bowl 42-37. But what Mr. Bill Fisk Jr. said that was as great as his memories was the teammates, Willie Brown, Ken Dale Conte, Hal Beslow, Damian Bain, Pete Belfort, Bill Nelson, Fred Hill, and Ben Wilson. And that team in 1962 and Mr. Fisk, sophomore year, was picked to be Cinderella. They was coming off a losing year, and they came all out of the woodworks because Coach John McKay changed the offense to an I formation, and Willie Brown was one that power I sweep that went on down the road and saw Mike Garrett do the same thing and O.J. Simpson do the same thing, Anthony Davis do the same thing, and Ricky Bell. This man that you see on the screen, he started it. All those great teams of the 60s and 70s and 80s that made us know that USC Southern California is that program out there on the West Coast. The City of Angels, Hollywood, John Wayne one more time. He went to USC. This gentleman right here was a statue of excellence, integrity, and proudness to be a USC Trojan. Mr. Bill Fisk Jr. There can be no better other player that's representing the Southern California family. And that's why you saw the great teams of the 30s under Howard Jones, the great teams of the 60s under John McKay, the great teams under the 70s and 80s under John Robinson, and the great teams under the 2000s under Pete Carroll. This young man helped start it with the 1962 team, a team that was picked to do nothing, called Cinderella. Bill Fisk Jr., University of Southern California. Outstanding individual. I'm going to say it one more time. He said playing football at the University of Southern California, it felt like he was in the movies. It felt like he was John Wayne. Dun, 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 dun. If you like the video today, please come and share it. I've been your host, Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer, the very talented Logan Landers. Y'all be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football.